You're on 981.2 NM, and you know that I'm very conscious of fire safety, and I thought I would have a word to some fire safety experts here in the Hunter to talk about it as we get closer to winter. I've got Mark from Fast Fire Protection on the line. Mark, how are we doing?
I'm going very good.
Mark, what's some safety tips that you've got for people when they're thinking about fire safety as they head into winter?
Well, the most important fire safety element is your smoke alarms. Every house must have a operational smoke alarm. We always recommend to install 2 smoke alarms. You can never rely on one. You could have plenty of fire extinguishers, but unless that smoke alarm is activated when there's a fire, the fire extinguishers or fire blanket become useless because you can't get out of bed and actually fight the fire. So, and you don't have to have a fire to be to lose your life in an incident. Like, most people die from the toxic smoke, the lack of oxygen, and very few people actually burn to death. They pass away well before the fire gets to them.
Mark's just giving us an example of how a fire alarm works as we speak.
That's exactly right. So we were just testing one.
It sounds like it works perfectly, Mark.
It works very good. So once again, the most important thing is the smoke alarm to make sure that's working. And then if you do have a fire, the smoke alarm goes off, well, you should have a fire extinguisher so you can attack the fire, and a fire blanket. And most times you have that fire blanket and kitchen, fire blanket and extinguisher located in the kitchen somewhere, not too close to the source of the fire, which being the stove or the fry pan. So just make sure it's handy where it's accessible and everybody in the household knows where that is.
Mark, is there any sense in perhaps having a heat detector as well, or can you get a smoke detector that's also a heat detector, so it's not like things like steam that could be causing our smoke alarm to go off?
You do have false alarms from smoke detectors, but it's mostly because of where they're located. So steam, aerosol, small insects and dust will set off a smoke alarm. The problem with a heat alarm, you actually require a fire for the atmosphere to be heated enough for that alarm to go off. So they are good, but I really prefer smoke alarms. Sometimes people put a heat alarm in and rely on that heat alarm. Where if you've got a smouldering fire, you'll die from the toxic smoke, and that heat alarm won't be activated because the smouldering smoke is actually cold, and it won't actually activate that heat alarm. So they are good, but I really wouldn't put them high on my priority.
Yep.
Definitely your smoke alarm.
There you go. That's some great advice to keep us safe this winter when it comes to fire protection.
Right. I would like to add too with your heaters.
Yes. So
a lot of fires start from your slow combustion wood heaters. So it's most important to actually inspect your heater to make sure the internals is okay. There's no cracks or holes on the internal of the heater. Have a look around the outside, see if there's any evidence of smoke where it might have been leaking out of a crack inside that heater. Give the chimney a clean out with a brush. You can get a nylon brush from any of the hardware stores and use that on the roof. Be careful you don't fall off the roof, of course. Give that a clean. Then I highly recommend that you put a bright torch or a bright light inside your flue, inside your chimney, and jump up into your roof void space and have a look around, see if there's any light coming out of the chimney or out your heater, which will identify that is a crack or a hole inside the heater appliance where sparks or heat could get out and start a fire. So most important, give it a clean out before you use it. Do an inspection to make sure there's no faults with the chimney or the fire itself. Put a light inside the chimney so you can actually have a good look and see if there's any light coming out, which will indicate where a fire may escape from your fireplace.
From Fast Fire Protection, Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.